Testing. Ah, there it is. Hello. How are you guys? This is Daniela. You are listening to Great Songs for Dads on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Again, my co-host and best friend forever, Henry, is running a couple of minutes late.
I'm here.
Hey, guys.
So that's Henry, who you just heard, a different one from the one I was just describing, but luckily this guy will be filling in for the real Henry. Henry, can you prove that it's you somehow?
My favorite color is blue.
Ah, nobody else would say that but our Henry.
No,
okay, you guys, the show can go on.
Exactly.
The theme of today is Great Christmases for Hanukkahs. So we are dads, and you are music, and we are great, and this is the holiday season.
Guys, it's the holiday season. It's the last show of the semester.
And some might argue that last week was the last show due to the fact that no lights are on in the studio today. But the people that come before us were here before us, and they were also confused but did their show, and nothing bad happened. So we're doing our show, and nothing bad will happen,
guys,
ideally.
Pray for us. Pray.
If at some point you hear nothing,
does happen,
please send help.
Send help immediately.
We're gonna need it.
Yeah. Holiday spirit, guys. We're moving and grooving through finals. We're festive. Our festive cheer. It's gonna get us through this. Everybody has work to do. I have a lot of work to do. I have a test to study for. I have a paper I haven't started. I have a painting.
Henry, you're stressing out the people, Henry.
I have a painting of marble that I need to finish, but you know what?
Oh, marble, my cousin's cat?
Yeah.
Oh, you know him too?
Yeah, I need to paint your cousin's cat marble.
Yeah, he's really cute.
But you know what? None of that matters because it's holiday time.
Heck yeah.
It's non-denominational winter holiday time.
If you acknowledge that there are holidays that are coming up, then this playlist is for you.
Yeah, if you celebrate a holiday
ever
at all, this playlist is for you.
And including, like, I don't know, a birthday, which has to happen.
Birthdays have to be holidays. Arbor Day.
Oh, everyone celebrates Arbor Day. Monday.
Elections.
See, everyone's affected.
January 8th.
Oh, that's my favorite holiday.
Yeah, guys, like, come on. We all celebrate January 8th, guys.
Do you think that they celebrate January 8th, you know, over there?
Over there? Sort of a racy...
It's a little bit political. Now we're getting political. Let's stay away from politics.
Not to get political, guys, but I think everybody should celebrate January 8th.
Not to get political, but if you've ever acknowledged that there's a such thing as a holiday, then this playlist is for you.
This playlist? It's for you.
Starting off is a song that has nothing to do with holidays. It's called The Lean Over by Life Without Buildings.
I can't imagine a life without buildings.
Truly, you'd have to lean over a bit. And it's a weird guy, it's a weird song, but I fell in love with it when I had COVID, so I connected with weird music. And I hope you like it. Oh, that little sound was my nose scritching against the microphone.
Kiss me, break my mind, close the door. Black steel, break my mind, close the door.
Yeah.
beep, beep, boop, pop, pop.
Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, 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 beep. What did the people just hear, Henry?
The people just heard Minds of Men by FKA Twigs off of her 2022 mixtape Capra Songs.
Oh, yeah, I'm a rising Capra song.
I'm a rising Capra
with
song.
With my moon and your mom.
My big three are Capra Songs, your mom, and your mom again.
Yeah.
Oh,
good one, Henry.
Oh,
we play so well off of each other.
Yeah, look at this chemistry, guys. People would kill. People would murder and crime for this chemistry over here.
On that, Henry, I have a big question I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah.
Will you do me the honors?
Yeah.
Of marriage.
Of marrying you?
Yeah.
Would I marry you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Hey guys, look at that. Don't you wish you had that? Don't we have what you want?
Yeah.
Don't we want what you want have?
Don't you want what we want, which is also what we have because we wanted it so much that we have it now?
Do you know that song by what's her face? Where she's like, if you want what you Maggie Rogers. If you want what you want it. And I think those might be the words.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
That works
I'll
too.
Tell you what you want, what I really, really want. I wanna.
Maggie Rogers hands really, fans really, really might really hate me from that one.
Yeah.
Guys,
do you know that song? It's by the Herb Girls.
Oh, the Herb Brothers.
Yeah, the Herb Brothers.
That sounds like a really good like folksy band.
The Herb Brothers.
It's like the Punch Brothers. That's what I think. You know the Punch Brothers?
No.
That's what made me think of that. No.
No. I don't listen to families.
A brother of punches? Ouch.
My brother in punch. What are you saying?
B.O.P. Oh, wait, that was wrong. B.I.P. Bip. Okay.
So,
next song.
FKA Twigs, really cool song. Very good. Next song.
Is one for you.
Ooh, this is a fun name.
It's one for you.
A song for me?
Yeah, it's a song for you.
No, it's a song for you.
No, it's a song for you.
It's a song for you.
For you by Kishibashi.
Kishibashi.
Kishibashi, a song for you.
Song etched into the walls. It's all for you, the pride of every light shined upon your face like a memory erased. It's all for you. Song for you.
Guys, was that not the saddest holiday song you've ever heard? I don't care for the winter sun. I only care for the summer sun. I only care for the son of Saul. The son of Samson.
Are those the lyrics?
The son of summer. No, none of those were the lyrics.
Oh, I was going to say, we were listening to different songs.
That was the son Beach of Solomon. House. That was a B-side album, I think, that they released at some point. You probably know them from Depression Cherry and various TikToks that their songs are featured in. Beach House is now mainstream. You are not cool if you listen to them.
That's a great point. And if you think about it, Beach House, if you put those words together, you get, without a doubt, Baus.
Beach House.
Beach House.
Beach House.
Ah, true. And first you heard A Song For You by Kishibashi.
No, A Song For You.
Oh, A Song For You.
A Song For You.
I think that he always has beautiful string section, which is pretty uncommon in the style of music, like his listener population. What?
The listener population?
Sorry.
What does that mean?
Like, the population of people that listen to his music don't listen to a lot of orchestral sounds.
Can I get a demographic makeup of the listener
You know
population?
What? I've been doing a lot of study recently.
The geographical analysis.
Hey, if you listeners didn't know, I actually major in cognitive and brain sciences with a minor in child studies and human development. So I know about listening populations of Kishibashi and his song For You.
I'm majoring in being cool with a minor in being awesome and cute.
Say, how many listeners are there overall? Well, we had 36. Now we have 30. Which is still more than typical.
That's our listener population.
That doesn't mean that the rest of you are able to leave. We need you.
Yeah, you're held hostage.
We need you. Please stay.
Yeah.
Up next is a King Cruel song. I like King Cruel.
Oh, I'm King Cruel.
He's a redhead. It's very important to know that as you listen to his music.
Yeah. Call in and tell us if he gives redhead.
Call in. Tell us if he gives red.
And hate runs through my blood. Well, my tongue was in love, but my heart was left above. I've got to be leaving now. I thought I'd never be shut down. But girl, I'm black and blue, so beaten down. Well, I'd be turned down in blue. Don't break away. I waste away. Don't break away. Lay me out across the grave. Hours I should have kept a bed. Well, I had no chance to get away. I can't escape my own escape. Even more when it's sweet to the taste. Red stairs lead sense astray. I look up and seek for fate. I would go, just lean over and say, who laid me down? Who pulled me out? Who take my crown again? She's merged in doubt. Wait, I'll make my last request. See, this could be the best. But blue, I need to rest. See, I've been broken down. So much has lost it now. I just stop and say, girl, Ooh, don't you worry about a thing.
Well, you just heard something incredible. That was Julian Casablancas's Christmas Treat. That was a song.
It truly was a Christmas treat, wouldn't you say, Henry?
It truly was a Christmas treat. That was a song by the main singer-songwriter of The Strokes off of his solo album, covering a song from SNL written by, I forget who.
Was that word you said written?
Written.
You put a D there.
Written. It was written.
I'm going to tell Ariel Goldberg, our linguistics professor, that you said a word weirdly.
Written by Julian Casablancas.
Written by Julian Casablancas.
And performed by, I forget who it was, but it's somebody funny.
Probably that Sandler guy.
Huh? Yeah, probably that Sandler guy. Anyway, it's a song originally from SNL that then Julian Casablancas decided to cover for his album. And it's awesome. It's so awesome. And I had to play it. It is the best Christmas song that's ever been made, Christmas Treat. And it is quite the Christmas treat. And I hope that all of my listeners, you know, get yourself a little Christmas treat. Whatever it is.
Get a treat.
Just get, you deserve it.
Get a treat. Eat some treats. Treats.
It's a Christmas season. It's treat season. You deserve a Christmas treat.
It's the season of the treats. Everyone has one in their, like, family rooms or something.
Season of the treats.
A treat, a Christmas treat.
Treat yourself to a treat.
Put some presents under it.
Yep.
I don't really know how this works. I'd also like to acknowledge the Outlook notification that happened during one of these last two songs. I hope everyone panicked and thought it was a grade being emailed from Canvas to them and checked their Outlook immediately. That is the goal. It was a grade. It's in. Go check it.
Guys, it was...
The grades are in.
Guys, the grades are in.
For that test you took.
We're in contact with all of your professors. They're all laughing at you behind your back because of the answers that you wrote.
Because you did so bad.
They're like, oh my God.
You did so poorly.
They're like, oh my God. They did so poorly on this essay. Oh my God. Did you see what they wrote?
Oh my God, no.
Oh my God. They messed up the header. It's not even MLA. They messed up the page count, guys. Did you see that?
That's so embarrassing.
Guys, it's so embarrassing. Mm. There's two page twos. Oh my God.
And this will be extra offensive if you have your... Guard Down, which is a perfect transition into the next song called Guard Down by Claude.
Nothing like, nothing like. said it before, I don't care, I can't walk away, I can't walk away in Chinatown. Detriment, you try to explain. A government swallowed up in the squall. I can't walk away at all in Chinatown. Somebody said it before. I know you and I know the score. I can't walk away. You can't walk away. 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 I can't walk away.
That you guys are feeling absolutely destroyed after that song.
That song destroyed me. It must have been made by some kind of destroyer.
I don't know, but what kind?
What kind of destroyer?
Like a destroyer type.
Like a guy who destroys. Like he, she, it is a destroyer.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Somebody who destroys. Like, Destroyer, Dan Bernhardt.
Oh, wow, I'm destroyed by that Destroyer right there.
Oh my god, Chinatown.
Chinatown was the song.
Chinatown was the song by Destroyer off of whatever that album is called, I forget. It feels wintry to me. I remember I first listened to this album during winter, and so I associate it with that. This is just a nice little mellow song. It's like a little spa. A spa for the ears.
I mean... I love Destroyer. I think I've played him on the station a few times. I think most of his music, you have to kind of actively listen to it because he's got a kind of weird thing going on. But
we here at Great Songs for Dads love Destroyer.
We love to destroy.
We love to destroy.
Oh, of course. And next up is
Interpol. Is a community.
Oh, you want
announcement?
Sure,
yeah.
Of course. We are a community service
radio station.
About
our community
and the service.
Guys, we wouldn't be anywhere without you, our community. And so, here's a PSA, a public service announcement to help you out. This is seasonal, so listen to it while you can.
You guys will not be able to access this material when later.
Yeah, exactly. After non-denominational winter holiday, happy holidays. Please don't drink and drive.
Wait. Only during the winter holidays? As in other times it's okay?
I won't necessarily condone it outside of the holidays, but I will say especially during the holidays.
Oh, thank you for clarifying.
During the holidays, don't drink and drive. That's as much as I will say.
Yeah, no.
It's that special time of year. And WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays.
Oh, the holidays.
However you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriance.
Hey, Henry, what are you doing today? Want to responsibly enjoy some inebriance?
Oh, you know, nothing. I might just responsibly enjoy some inebriance with the fellas. You
with
know,
the guys?
Get inebriated with the guys.
Responsibly.
But if you're under the influence, and then this is italicized, it's really important. If you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed.
Hosed?
If you're toasted.
They got mad hosed.
Or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle, not just a car. ATVs, boats, electric scooters, Vespas.
But what about my boat? What am I going to do with it? Just leave it outside my friend's house?
Yeah, just leave it.
Leave it in the driveway?
Mechanical horses. Mechanical bulls.
Oh.
Motorized chariots.
I seriously don't know where I'm going to put my boat.
Rocking horses.
Boat. Boat.
Please walk.
Do they have Uber boats for people
Take
that live in like...
public transportation, boater.
Like water areas?
Call a cab boater. Or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver.
Ooh, boat.
Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver.
Oh, so don't get responsibly inebriated?
Yeah.
Sure.
This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year.
Yeah,
guys.
Hey, do you guys know if the sink is open right now? In reading period? You would think so, right? There's no reason it wouldn't be.
I was at the sink today.
So it's open?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you. That wasn't a bit. Okay, the next song is Interpol.
Guys, it's Interpol. It's me. I love Interpol. We're playing some Interpol. This is Christmas time. What do you see hanging on Christmas trees everywhere? That's right, angels. What are you going to do to them? Are you just going to let them sit there? Are you not going to approach them? Are you going to go? Are you going to say hello to the angels?
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Say Hello to the Angels by Interpol off of their debut album, Turn Off the Bright Lights.
Okay, fine, I'll play it then.
We'll be right back. Happy Christmas, Kyoko.
Happy Christmas, Julian.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
And so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, the rich and the poor ones. The road is so long, and so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow.
Literally, like, the best Christmas song that exists.
That is the best Christmas song ever. Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time, not as good. Ringo Starr, I Wish I Was Santa Claus, not as good. This is the best Christmas song ever that was written by a Beatle. Every other song can suck it. So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and the next one just begun. This song is so much fun. I hope we get to listen to another one.
One more song?
One more song.
Well, that sounds great. I think that this will be the last song we play before closing out for the semester, so I wanted to pick one that people know and that's fun, and Still by Modest Mouse, who I said at the very beginning of the semester that I would play a lot of Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse Girl Semester!
And I purposefully didn't really fulfill that, because after like a lot of Modest Mouse songs, I was like, this isn't quite as likable. As, like, when we'd play, like, or when I'd play Big Thief. It just, I don't know.
Guys, she's
Modest Mouse, it's a hit or miss.
She's a Modest Mouse girly.
Oh, so true. It was a Modest Mouse summer for me, and trickles into the semester.
Guys, well, thank you for a great semester and for listening in with us.
Thank you guys so much. This has really been a great semester. Please stay tuned for
next year.
Wow. This will not be happening next semester, and that's so upsetting.
Guys, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in the fall.
Yeah.
But next semester, we'll be in Europe.
Tell your dads. We're so sorry. Tell the dads. I totally forgot about that.
Really sorry. Try to break it to the dads, but break it nicely to them.
But do listen next fall. We'll be back. Yeah, we promise.
Next fall, better than ever. We'll have so much new music, so many new artists.
Like a semester and a summer's worth of new music.
A semester and a summer's worth of new artists to blab on about over and over and over.
Oh, that's so upsetting. Okay, okay. Well, here's Float On by Modest Mouse.
Oh, but.
Oh.
Guys, one more time.
True. This is great songs for dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry, I had a little burp in there, so I couldn't keep with you. Oh wow, the outlooks just keep coming. I'm sorry, it's outlook season. Here's Float On. Thank you guys for a great semester. We hope you enjoyed everything we do.
We love you.
And on this note,
we love you so much.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.